Hey everyone, welcome to Radioactive KOW's Youth Media Program. I'm Aisha Bruca.
And I'm Gerardo Ramos. And on today's podcast, we'll be talking about the three L's, love, looks, and luxury.
While love, looks, and luxury are important to everyone, teenagers have a fresher perspective on these things.
Yeah, especially on love.
For some reason, I don't quite agree with that. And maybe it's because I've never been in love, but then again, most teenagers tend to confuse what love is.
That's why we wanted to hear adults talk about love, more specifically, what it feels like to be in love. Here's Jenny and Leela with their lovely answers.
Lovely answers.
I think that the feeling of love changes over time, but when you're first in love with somebody, it's like very giddy. And everything is exciting, and you just feel like you're kind of glowing all the time, especially when you think about that person.
Being in love is like a chemistry thing. It's like a feeling that you have, especially early on, that just feels like really tingly and exciting, and you're just thinking about the person all the time and just kind of like can't get them out of your mind.
Yeah, it's a wonderful feeling to be in love.
So what do you think?
I'm still not convinced about the idea of love.
So let's hear a teenager's perspective on love.
Oh boy, here we go.
Yes, I have been in love many times, and I am in love. I feel like you understand love when you are in a relationship.
I don't date because when I was 16 years old, I was in love with this one girl named Christella. So we break up. Later, I wanted her back because I missed her so much. It took me 2 weeks to get $20 because I was really broke. But anyways, this is how the story went. It was a Tuesday, and I skipped for her because I really wanted her back. So I went with this one friend named Chucky. We go to Safeway, and I was really happy. I was so excited to see her again because I really thought I could get her back. But anyways, that's not the point. The point is, when I got there, I went on the bus. It took me about an hour to get there. And when I get there, I see her. She starts running. And I'm like, why is she running? So I started chasing her. And I was like, really? Are you serious? Are you really going to do me dirty like that? Anyways, when she went by her ex, I was like, why are you being like this, Christella? And she's like, I don't want nothing to do with you. I don't want nothing to do with you. I'm like, what did I do so wrong to make you feel this way? She's like, I don't know. I don't want you. I don't want you anymore. She ran to the locker room. So I sat down the flower so she could keep it. And then I started walking away. And that's when it broke my heart. That's when I honestly didn't know what to do. I started crying. Everything. And I honestly thought she was the one. So honestly, that's why I don't want to be in a relationship anymore.
What do you think love really is?
I think love is when you see that person and you have that connection. And every time you see them next to someone else, you get jealous. They're the person that's the light of your eyes.
Okay, so if teenagers seem to think they have this whole love concept down, then why are most teenagers struggling to even get a date in the first place?
Well, I asked some of our fellow Radioactivians why they're single. Why aren't you in a relationship?
So many reasons. So first, I'm too intense. And not like I'm clingy. It's like I will try. When I meet a girl, I talk to her about the most intense things, like on the first day. No one wants to date someone who will like take on prison reform in the first date.
Why am I not in a relationship? You know, I really never wanted to be in a relationship. Like, I didn't have the burning desire to get myself a partner. You know, it's kind of like a waste of time at this point.
Because I was in one for a really, really long time, and now it's my time to shine. And I'm way too young to be in a relationship.
Why aren't you in a relationship?
Actually, I'm cuffed.
That's Julia. She's the only one out of all of us that's in a relationship.
So, Aisha, I can see that you're struggling to find a date.
I believe that if it happens, it happens. I don't have to go out of my way to seek love. Let's talk about your struggles.
I do not struggle because you can just talk to a person for a while and get to know them better. And if you like them or they like you, then you'll probably end up dating.
When trying to find a date, do looks play a role in that?
They play a big role because I'm not going to date somebody or be with somebody that I don't think is attractive.
Okay, well then, describe your ideal girl.
Ooh, don't even get me started with that. My ideal girl would be a girl that's 5'4", with a nice slim body, long hair, and blue-colored eyes.
I'm pretty sure you just described Megan Fox.
Did I?
You did.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, I went to the mall last week, and I saw a girl that I've been crushing on for a while. But I was too shy to approach her because I got braces.
Shouldn't braces be something that makes you feel more confident? Because you're on the road to having straight teeth, you know?
That's the thing. I'm on the road, but I'm not actually there yet. I'm one of the people that just doesn't feel comfortable eating in front of people and talking because of these silly metal things in their mouth.
I know some people who do anything for braces, but they can't afford it.
Yes, I was one of those people. I begged my mama to buy me braces, and I told her that I'll pay her back one day. I hardly doubt that day will come.
Oh my God, yes. I've been wanting braces for so long, and now that I have them on, I can't wait to get them off.
You feel me, though? Like, it'd be a struggle having them on.
They look really ugly. They look like train tracks.
Choo-choo! Choo-choo!
Chugga, 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 chugga. And don't even get me started on those bands. When do you get them off?
Dude, I get them off next year, bro.
Next year? That's when I'm getting my car.
Do you think most parents would buy their kids their first car?
I mean, I would think so. Most kids don't have jobs, you know?
Well, I asked some people on the street whether their parents would buy their first car or if they had to save up and buy it themselves. And here's what they had to say.
I would buy it, yeah.
No, I didn't pay. My parents gave it to me.
My parents would never buy me a car. They said I have to work for it.
Really? My parents would. They are the ones getting me my car next year.
Lucky. Some of us don't have that luxury.
Well, at least we had the luxury of working with some amazing people this summer.
I know that. What was your most golden moment?
Hey, I see what you did there with that luxury and the gold. Good one. I'd have to say it was when we had our potluck, for sure. What was yours?
Mine was when I met all you guys on the first day.
Well, sadly, this is our last day for our podcast, and it's been such a wonderful time getting to know everyone.
Yeah, I've gained some long-lasting friendships through this program.
Yeah, same here. Well, I guess this is it. Thanks to our amazing program producers, Lila Katayev, Jenny Asarno, and Anne Kane.
They've been helping us with our feature stories that we're hoping you tune into next week. Just because our time is coming to an end doesn't mean you should forget about us.
You can like our page on Facebook, Radioactive Youth Media, and follow us on Twitter at KOW Radioactive. Don't forget to listen to our other works at kow.org/radioactive.
And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh yeah, and another special thanks to our ultra rad editor, Angela Nguyen. Oh.
Thanks to our whole Radioactive team of summer 2015.
For Radioactive.
For Radioactive.
For Radioactive.
For Radioactive. For Radioactive. I'm Jack Paradise.
I'm Julia Furukawa.
I'm Rahelia Sanchez.
I'm Amansa Dogra.
I'm Lola Garcia.
I'm Paul Kiefer.
And I'm Gerardo Ramos.
And I'm Aisha Burka.
Thank you.